Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to all of my precious brothers and sisters. How are you today? I hope and pray that you are doing well in the Lord. Even if that means that in your heart you're doing well, but everything around you is in a dark state. I find myself that way many times. There's peace in my heart, but around me there's a raging storm. And I take comfort, and you should take comfort, that we are under his wings. You know, when the Lord told me to start this radio church, it was because the Lord sees so many of his sheep suffering. There are so many people that Jesus died for, so many people he shed his blood for, who have come to saving knowledge in him, but whose shepherds don't feed them, don't guide them, don't protect them. In fact, many of shepherds today are just fleecing the flock with no mercy. And so the Lord said, start a radio church so that we can minister to my people and tell them that I love them, that I will protect them, that I will watch over them. They have my guarantee and my word that those whom the Father has given me, no man, no thing, no entity shall be able to pluck them out of my hand. And there are a great many saints who are suffering. They are suffering immensely. Immensely they're suffering. And so here goes the word. The word goes forth. It's a word of encouragement. There are people in Georgia right now listening to this word. People in Alabama, people in New York, people in Florida, people in California. The word is spreading that there is a radio church delivering the word. Help me spread the word. Help me tell others about the love of God. When the Lord gives me these messages for you, I'm so moved with compassion because I know that based on the messages God has given me, a great many of you must be hurting. A great many of you don't know where to turn. You've already turned to the fleecers. You've already turned to the scam artists. You've already turned to the hoodwinkers in sheep's clothing, and it has not worked out for you. And so this is why I take my responsibility seriously, because I know that on a daily basis there are people who are waiting to receive this word. And not because I'm anything special, it's because the word is so special. It is the word of the Lord. That's what makes it all so special, that you're hearing a word from God. God is speaking to his children. He's speaking to you today. And our word of encouragement comes out of Psalm 34:19. If you can remember that on Monday, I also delivered to you a word of encouragement that was based on Psalm 34:18. On Monday, I spoke to you about how the Lord is nigh unto them who are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. That was Monday's word of encouragement. Today's word of encouragement comes from the following text, 34:19, which says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Father, we ask you to bless this word, your word. Send it forth with power and authority. Oh, let it not return to you, O God, void. Let it accomplish that which you have so purposed for it to accomplish. Speak to your people, O God. Lift up their faith. Revive those who are about to faint. Visit the brokenhearted. Mend their broken hearts. Jesus' precious name we pray. O gentle shepherd of our souls, how we love thee, Jesus. How we await your arrival. How we await your coming. We say unto you, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus. Come, 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 Lord Jesus. Come, come, come. Bless us, Lord, today with this word. In the precious name of your Son, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. It's interesting to note that in our churches today, the main theme is money. The main theme is we need money for this project, we need money for that project. The main, when you listen to the whole service, when you listen to all of the announcements, when you listen to everything that is done, basically the entire service is a praise-a-thon. Not that we're praising the Lord. No, don't be confused by the title praise-a-thon, thinking that you are praising the Lord. Oh, no, there's no praising of the Lord. By praise-a-thon, I mean a fundraiser. A fundraiser. The psalmist begins Psalm 34 with saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. See, that's the biblical description of a praise-a-thon. 24 hours of praise and no mention of a dollar, no mention of a dime, no mention of a quarter, of a nickel, of a penny, no mention of needs, no mention of we're building this, no mention of we have to fund that, no mention that we have to underwrite this. A praise-a-thon is what it is, a praise-a-thon. Now. Why is it that we will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth? My soul, verse 2 says, shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. You see, that's a have you heard anything about money during those verses? And in fact, all throughout the text, all throughout chapter 34 of the Psalm, you don't hear a mention of a dime. Now, why is it that I can bless the Lord at all times? Why is it, what promotes me to have his praise continually in my mouth? What is it that causes my soul to make her boast in God? What is it that causes the humble to be glad in him? What causes me to magnify his name and invite others to join me in exalting his name forever? What is it? Here it is. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Many, many, many. The adjective many in Hebrew expresses much. Much afflictions. Not just much, but also the adjective emphasizes the greatness of the afflictions, the length of these afflictions. So there are many. These many afflictions are great. These many afflictions are long. These many afflictions are mighty. Many are what? The afflictions. The word affliction in Hebrew, the noun, it speaks of severe, grave situations. You must undergo severe and grave situations. In the life of the believer, in the life of the child of God, many, much, are the what? The grave situations that they must undergo. Many, 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 many. And who suffers these many afflictions? The righteous. Those who have made up their minds to live for God. Those who have made up their mind that the world is going to hell in a handbasket, but we have decided to serve God. The righteous are those who said, you know what? The Lord says, be holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. I believe in that. and I'm living it out. Who are the righteous? The righteous are those who do not love, and they despise all kinds of wickedness. See, many are the afflictions of the do-gooders, of the saints. Yes, we're the saints, the tzaddiks of God. Many. We must, the Bible says that it seems as though the righteous undergo grave, painful, mysterious situations. Like Job, remember Job, how Job was suffering and he didn't know why his suffering was mysterious. For in all that he did, Job did what? Job sinned not. And yet, he was undergoing some serious pain, some serious misery. Many are the afflictions of those who decide to live for God. For those who make up their mind to follow the Lord, many are their afflictions. Many. That's your lot. That's my lot. But, the Bible says, and thank God for the conjunction but, because the story doesn't end, the text doesn't end when it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, and it ends there. Oh, no. Doesn't end there. There's no period there. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, period. No. The sentence doesn't end there. It says, but the Lord, the Yahweh, our covenant God, but Yahweh delivereth. He does what? He delivereth. He rescues you from a superior power. That's what the word in Hebrew, Nasal, means. It means you have been rescued from a superior power. You find yourself in this affliction. You find yourself in this grave situation because something superior to you has pounced on you. So Yahweh has to deliver you. You see, the thing that has attacked you is superior to you, but Yahweh is superior to it. So Yahweh must intervene. The Lord delivereth them out of them. The word, the preposition, the Hebrew preposition, min, M-I-N, if you transliterate it from the Hebrew, this Hebrew preposition is just like the Greek preposition ek. Ek means out of. Min in Hebrew means out of, away from. So what does the Lord do? What does the Lord do for the righteous? Oh, he delivereth them out of them. See, in other words, here you are. And perhaps I can paint it this way. David said when he was testifying of how he was qualified to take on Goliath, he says, let me tell you what happened. One time I was tending my sheep and a lion came, and the lion overpowered one of my sheep and was about to swallow it, was about to devour it. And I rose up and delivered. You see how there's something superior has to come against something else that's superior that has taken advantage or abuse of something inferior. So David says, the lion who was superior to my lamb took my inferior lamb and was about to devour it, was already had it in its jaws. And here I came, and what did I do? I delivered that lamb out of, out of. I took aming, the Hebrew preposition, out. I was able to take the, he was almost down the lion's throat, and I was able to take the lamb and pull him out. That's the picture there in the Hebrew language. You were almost history. You, they were about to write your obituary. They were about to call the family from all over the United States to come to your funeral. The Lord. But the Lord. But the Lord does what? He delivereth the righteous. Oh, you'll never be made history. They'll never write your obituary. As long as the Lord. Is he your covenant God? Is he your covenant God? Many, the Bible says, are the what? The grave situations that the righteous undergo, but out of them all, the Lord shall what? Deliver them. Now, I like the word all. In Hebrew, it's the Hebrew word kol, K-O-L, and it means each, every. All, everything. In other words, everything that comes against you, the Lord shall deliver you from everything that comes against you. From all your enemies, the Lord shall deliver you. From every arrow, spear, dagger, sword, army, the Lord. From each and every one of your enemies, the Lord shall what? Deliver you. Many, 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 many are the afflictions. Many. But oh, blessed be God. Blessed be your God, right? Your Savior. That's your Savior. And you needed this word. I know you needed this word today. Because you're in a bind. You're going down for the count. They're about to throw dirt on your grave. You're in a tough situation, but the Lord says to you, his son and daughter, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way to do what? To deliver you. To deliver you. To deliver you out of your situation. And I promise to deliver you out of all things. All that would come again. I tell you, I'm excited. You think I'm preaching to you or teaching to you? I'm preaching to myself. I'm preaching to myself. What an encouraging word from Psalm 34. And all of this. And you didn't have to get on any line. You didn't have to come up with any offering. All of this, all of this, all of this. And no money is mentioned. No offering needed to be collected. No special envelopes. No. This is a true praise-a-thon. Can you praise the Lord today? Can you praise him today? Can you praise him? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, his praise will bubble up from my heart, from my inner being. From my innermost being shall his praise bubble up and come out of my mouth. You want to prophesy? Prophesy praise. You want to speak? Speak about the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Many. I can't tell you. You don't have enough fingers on your hands to count the afflictions that shall come your way throughout your lifetime. And they are great afflictions. They're long in duration. And these are mighty things you're coming up against. But he promises, the Lord does, to deliver you out of them all. Oh, I tell you, what a word from Psalm 34. What a word. Oh, God, we praise you right now. What an encouraging word for those of us, as it says in verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such that be of a contrite spirit. Oh, what a word for those of us whose dreams have been pulverized. Oh, blessed be his name. Blessed be his name. We're going to end it there. I tell you, I'm having a praise-a-thon by myself. After the broadcast, I'm just going to stay in the little studio and just have a praise-a-thon myself. And just thank the Lord for his goodness. We're going to end it right there. We'll close out the broadcast with listening to this beautiful hymn, Gentle Shepherd. Let God minister to you in song, and don't forget to return tomorrow for the Thursday night Bible study. God bless you.
For which there are no precedents. Lord, we just need you in all.